Next week, a feature-length documentary called Scratch will be released. The film chronicles the evolution of the hip-hop DJ.
This one particular day when I came home from school, I usually go home and practice. And I was playing music a little bit too loud. And my moms came and banged on the door, boom, 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 boom. If you don't cut that music down, you're gonna have to cut it off. So while she was in the doorway, you know, screaming at me, I was still holding the record and rubbing the record back and forth. When she left, I was like, that's a pretty good idea.
That's Grand Wizard Theodore speaking. Mixmaster Mike and DJ Disc are doing the scratching. Scratching is the sound produced when vinyl records are put on a turntable and moved quickly back and forth under the needle. The soundtrack to Scratch will also be released next week, but the CD is more like a 45-minute audio documentary. You hear quick snippets of different rhythms, longer live and studio performances, as well as something called interludes, where the DJs lead the listener through some break beats and scratching.
Turntable was originally something you walked away from when you put a record on, you know? You never thought to sit there and look at it and say, what else can I do with this?
You were never supposed to touch it.
Yeah, it was so...
You know, your parents were like, don't touch the turntable.
Yeah.
Don't touch the record. You're going to ruin it.
Bill Laswell is the executive producer of the Scratch soundtrack. He says both the film and the CD try to distinguish between the art of DJing and turntablism.
DJs now play dance music and do sets, and you can hire them for weddings, but turntablism is an art form. It came out of the hip-hop culture, as did, you know, graffiti and rap and breakdancing, and it evolved from that. But it's the concept of DJing is very limited in terms of describing this particular project, because this has to do more with the innovation of a new instrument, which is all instruments.
The instrument is the turntable.
Yeah.
When did the record spinner become the musician? When did the turntable become an instrument?
Well, it's a gradual evolution. As early as the late 70s, artists were using the turntable to play rhythms. And around 83, we did a record with Herbie Hancock, which featured the turntable as a solo instrument, a piece called Rocket, which featured a DJ called DST. And that was kind of the first breakthrough in the mainstream. If you weren't going to clubs in New York at that time, you probably wouldn't have heard a sound like that. So in terms of music, the track is as much influenced by Kraftwerk and German repetitive music and electronic music as it is by R&B. And I mean, there's a Cuban drummer, there's a bass line that's very derivative of a Pharoah Sanders riff. It's all riffs, with just the turntable being the solo instrument.
Now you have Rocket 2.002, so essentially that's Rocket 2000. What's going on here with the DJs? How are they paying tribute to that initial song in 1983?
Well, they're cutting records in their own way and with their own expression, and their techniques have evolved immensely since that time. So it's just like the evolution of a saxophone player. You go from rhythm and blues to Charlie Parker, you hear a big difference.
Tell us what's different here. Compare what came out initially, as you say, began a certain movement, and what is it we're hearing here?
Well, initially it was one DJ playing over breaks and using the turntable as a solo instrument in the same way you would use a percussion instrument. In the new version, it's the same concept, except there's six or seven different DJs and kind of quick cuts and not doing extended solos, but backing everything up within a few bars at a time. So you get an example of everyone's approach, or everyone's style, everyone's sound. The turntablists have a sound just no different than a guitarist would have a sound. If you had seven guitar players, they would all have a different approach.
Are those sounds easy to describe? I mean, how does, for example, Grand Mixer DXT's sound differ from someone like Mixmaster Mike?
Well, it's evolution, just like I said with guitar. So Grand Mixer DST is more old school. He has a kind of more soulful, a warmer approach. So he's, you know, the Muddy Waters compared to Grand Mixmaster Mike's, you know, Eddie Van Halen or something like that. You have to look at it like that.
You've done a lot of work over the years. Can you tell us, how did noise become notes?
I don't know if it became notes or needs to become notes. It's just sound and texture. And if we can get past the notes and start utilizing sound as sound, that's futuristic composition. So notes are irrelevant. Notes are part of a scale, part of a chord, and those are prisons. Mm-hmm. So noise is a, you know, a freedom of a chord, freedom of a sequence.
That sounds very metaphoric for the whole idea of the symbolism of using the turntable in the music industry and the hip-hop culture, breaking free of certain restrictions?
Yeah, because they weren't overeducated about what music should be. Hip-hop is the most innovative form of music that takes music to a new place because the artist hasn't been contaminated. They haven't been told what is right and wrong about sound. You know, concept of middle C in European classical or scales and modes. It's all intuition. It's all feeling. And it's expressive. It's closer to painting or something like that. It's much more artistic. It's a time for people to reject the concept of what music is and how you do it, wrong or right, what's classical, what's pop. Hip-hop is the solution to all that.
Bill Laswell, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bill Laswell is the executive producer of Scratch, the original motion picture soundtrack. The film and the CD are released next week.